Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Kratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota. Buy local, buy with confidence. Buy at Galesburg Toyota. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By Todd Van Velser, financial advisor with Edward Jones on National Boulevard in Galesburg. Member SIPC. By Elite Inc., offering free design services for all orders. EliteIncPrinting.com. And by Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
The 10-6 Galesburg Silver Streaks in their road gray, white numbers with white and black trim. Vandalia at 3-8 in their home white, red numbers with black and red trim. Stepping into the center circle, Audrey Peck for the Streaks and for Vandalia. It is Madison Hill, and Audrey looks at about an inch or so on her, so Hill must be right around 5'10". Ready to get things underway here. Streaks with the same starting lineup they've had throughout the year, and the tip easily won by the Streaks. Riley Jenkins to Kaylee Miller on the left wing. Swing over to Riley back on the right wing. Yeah, Kaylee pass up the wide open three there. Now Riley has it, brings all the way over to the left wing, left baseline, penetrates up off the glass and got it. If they're going to give it to you, you might as well take it.
Right. Streaks come out on full court press, but it's the man full court press that we saw a little bit last game. So now just kind of being a hindrance, bringing the ball up the floor, not really pressuring.
I'm going to tell you that was Bailey Stewart handling the ball. Cadence Light is going to eat her up when she gets it. Yeah. The way it looked like she was very unsure of herself with Chelsea Stevens and just in the general vicinity. Hill, nice look underneath as getting free under the basket with Samantha Miller. She puts it up and in. Lainey McNary, Samantha Miller, Bailey Stewart, Madison Hill, and Alicia Swain, the starters for Vandalia. Nice give and go. It was Riley Jenkins to Lauren Livingston going down the right side of the lane. Lauren lays it up and in, make it 4-2 Streaks. Just underway, 7 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Stewart gets it across, and it's tapped away from behind by Riley Jenkins. Riley's able to run it down.
Riley quickly filling up the stat sheet.
Lauren Livingston to Kaylee Miller, left baseline for three. Too strong, right on target, a little bit too strong. Madison Hill down with a rebound for the Vandals. Hill across midcourt, out between the circles, now on the dribble. Streaks in a man-to-man defense. Right wing, it goes to Stewart. Top of the key. Send it to Alicia Swain. Now a three-pointer out high on the right side. Good. Wow. That from Lainey McNary. And she, by the way, is Coach Michelle McNary's daughter.
If you couldn't tell by name,
yeah,
you can definitely tell by looks.
Exactly. Absolutely. Riley Jenkins with it, and it's 5-4 Vandalia. Riley has it out high on the right side. Back door to Audrey Peck. Left side, lay it up and in.
Well, the Streaks haven't stymied them much on defense, but neither has Vandalia on the Streaks offensive side.
Kaylee Miller knocks the ball away. Audrey Peck comes up with it, gives to Kaylee. Now she'll pull it back out on the left wing. I think Kaylee got away with a little push there. Gives to Riley, left baseline, fires a three. That bounces high, no good. Audrey Peck keeps the rebound alive. It's going to go off Audrey last, though. It's going to come back this way. 6-5 Streaks lead, 5:49 to play here in the first quarter. Winner this game will move to the 1:30 fifth place game tomorrow against Decatur St. Teresa. Cross midcourt, he goes to Stewart on the right wing and stepped on the sideline.
Three turnovers already for Vandalia, and we're just a minute, we're not even 2.5 minutes into this game.
Three new Streaks into the game, Arlita Brown, Cadence Leidick, and Lily Hudgens as Lauren Livingston, Kaylee Miller, and Chelsea Stevenson get a break. Riley Jenkins gives out high left side, Arlita Brown. Back to the top of the key to Audrey Peck. Audrey looks over the defense, gives to Riley out high left side. Riley penetrates to the free throw line, gets inside, scooped it up, got it, and one. Nice job by Riley. She went up and had to kind of switch it to the right hand, push it up with the right hand, got it to fall. And the foul goes against, who was it, Samantha Miller.
Riley's just so good adjusting the ball while in air. She felt the contact. She was able to pull the ball away. to get enough space to get the leverage to get the ball up and in, and now she hits the free throw, 9-5 streaks.
5:25 to play here in the first quarter. Cross midcourt, this is Stewart, gets it down to Swain. Back out left side to McNary. Now it's Stewart's top of the key. She gives way to Hill. Hill on the dribble out near the center circle. Gives to McNary out high left side. McNary gets cut off by Caden Slida. Gets to the right wing to Stewart. Stewart comes to the left elbow. Kicks out to the left wing to Hill. Now she penetrates. It's tapped away by Audrey Peck. And Arlita Brown comes up with it for the Streaks. Under five to play first quarter. 9-5 Streaks. Left wing. Riley Jenkins bounces for Audrey Peck. Audrey had to get it on the dribble. Finally got a hold of it. Kicked out to Arlita Brown. Now Riley Jenkins will reset out between the circles. Riley, hesitation dribble, goes baseline. Pulls up a little 12-footer off the glass. Too strong. And Bailey Stewart down with a rebound for Vandalia. Stewart across midcourt. Gives to Swain out high on the left side. Back to Stewart, top of the key. Out high right side, it goes to Madison Hill. Hill brings it back out into the center circle. She'll work against Caden Slidick. Now gives out high right side to Samantha Miller to the right baseline to McNary. She nearly lost it out of bounds and a high dribble above her head.
I don't know how she was able to keep it in.
Now Caden Slidick knocks it away. Stewart able to run it down. Back to Hill right side. Penetrates in the paint. Little runner-up. No good. Rebound kept alive. And Arlita Brown comes away with it, but there's going to be a tie-up.
That's Lily.
Or I'm sorry, Lily Blauen. And the possession arrow points toward Vandalia. Lauren Livingston will check back in. Lauren had that incident where she got her ribs rammed into earlier, then had some ice on her neck for a while. I noticed she had the cryo tape on her neck before the game. She doesn't have that anymore. Inbound comes to Stewart. Stewart dribbles right down the right side of the lane, gives right baseline to Swain. And she traveled with it.
Five turnovers now for Vandalia. I'm assuming that the answer is fine, being that she's in here so early. But coach say anything about Arlita's injury after she took the ball
actually,
to the base?
Actually, no. Didn't. Yeah, and I didn't ask in particular, but he didn't say anything. So figured they were all ready to go.
It seems like it. Everybody that seemed to have an injury last game is already out there.
Lily Hudgens too strong on the three-pointer from the left wing. Stewart runs down the rebound. Yeah, because Arlita took a ball off the face as, well, it was Lily Hudgens who was saving it in bounds. She took it right off the nose. Then Lily went down and went down hard, I think, hit a knee at some point. And, of course, we talked about what happened to Lauren, and then she went down hard again another time. McNary, another three, top of the key, no good. Rebound, Arlita Brown. She'll bounce for Riley Jenkins. Streaks on the run, 3:17 to play first quarter, leading 9-5. Gets to Lauren Livingston, left baseline, 17-footer, airballed it, and the rebound comes down to Arlita, and we're going to have a tie-up, and this time it's going to go to the Streaks. Well, the shot looked good coming off, but from our angle, we couldn't tell till it got close to the basket. It wasn't close enough. Kaylee Miller, Chelsea Stevenson, Audrey Peck back in as Caden Slidick, Lily Hudgens, and Arlita Brown will take a seat. They'll stay in. They'll go in, and Riley Jenkins and Lauren Livingston will stay on the floor. So the starter's back in for Galesburg. Riley to inbound.
Oh,
missed
Chelsea.
Yeah, on the inbound play.
We've seen it a couple times now. I think Riley's almost getting locked in on who she wants to go to before the play starts, and then somebody comes wide open and she misses them. There was Chelsea in the previous game. I think it was against Altamont.
Well, now she saw her that time, and Chelsea lays it up and in.
In the prior game, I think it was against Altamont, she missed Lauren a couple times coming free.
So the Streaks lead 11-5, under 3 minutes to play first quarter. This is Hill on the dribble. Gives out high left side to McNary. McNary, top of the key to Grace Pruitt, who's in now for Vandalia. Now it's Hill out high on the left side. Left baseline, it goes to Stewart. Being hounded by Lauren Livingston, back out to Madison Hill. She'll bring it back out and reset for Vandalia. Being guarded by Kaylee Miller. Now pulls it out near the center circle. Gives to McNary out high left side. She'll bring it back out to the volleyball spike line. Dribbles right, working against Riley Jenkins. Goes to the wing. Now bounces to the baseline to Hill. Ball tapped away by Kaylee Miller. Hill able to keep control of it, though. Hill on the wing. Now gives out top to Pruitt. Out high left side, this is McNary. McNary pushes off on Chelsea Stevens and now goes back the other way and gives to Swain. Now Hill going down the left side of the lane, lays it up, missed it, and the rebound, Riley Jenkins, and she gets fouled.
And now the Streaks going to go back the other way after the foul, and a nice job by Riley to collect that rebound, and that was the one stat on my sheet. Oh, no, she doesn't have a block yet. Otherwise, it was the one stat on my sheet she hadn't accomplished. She already has 5 points, three assists, one steal, and now she gets a rebound. And that shot up and no good from Riley. Rebound comes down to Audrey. She can't keep hold on to it, turns it back over, and going back the other way, here come the Vandalia Vandals.
And now Stewart, travel. The basketball.
We'll
I thought they were
going to
call on the foul on Lauren, but it was a travel by Bailey Stewart. Streaks lead 11-5, a minute 38 to play here in the first quarter. Kaylee Miller, top of the key.
You know,
left.
Kaylee started hot, Tom, in the tournament, and now she's just been cold ever. Was it the first game she got
right
out?
Yeah, the first game she hit the two threes to start. Now Riley Jenkins goes down the left side of the lane, lays it up, and she is fouled once again, puts it in. Another chance at a traditional three-point play. And it's Madison Hill that picks up the foul this time. Second team foul on Vandalia. Riley hits the free throw. She's got 8 of the Streaks 13 or 14. They now lead 14-5, 127 to play. Grace Nelson in. She'll give Riley Jenkins a break. So Grace in early here in the ball game in the first quarter. And checking in for Vandalia is Anna Forbes. The unfortunate thing on the programs here are very small, so they didn't have room to put. They'd put not even the year of the players, let alone their height.
Yeah, I would argue that you probably could have fitted on there if somebody wanted to put the effort in.
Oh, now we're going to have a reach on, I believe, Chelsea Stevenson in the backcourt on the full court pressure. Oh, no, they called Audrey Peck. Okay, Audrey picks up her first foul. That's first team foul on the Streaks.
That was called against the Silver Streaks number 42, Audrey Peck. That was her first team one.
Now we're going to have a bump on Kaylee Miller on the right wing, McNary on the dribble. And that's going to be the second team foul on the Streaks. First foul on Kaylee, 1:15 to play here in the first quarter. Inbound comes to McNary out high on the right side. Top of the key goes to Pruitt. Double team, dribbles out of it, gets to McNary. She's double teamed, now dribbles out toward midcourt and back the other way. And splits the defenders, and was he going to count that basket? I think he would have. A push is going to be called on who?
Well, we'll see if they, yep, McNary's going to the free throw line.
That's second quick foul on Kaylee Miller. So Lainey McNary, and honestly, he blew the whistle when she hadn't even gone up for the shot yet. She had just split the defenders when he blew the whistle. That gets a two-shot foul, missed the first one. 103 to play. This particular official that just called the last two fouls, talking with Coach Massey during the last game, he called a lot. He was the one that kept blowing the whistle on just about everything.
Yeah, his whistle definitely works.
Second shot up and good for Lainey McNary. She's got 4 of the 6 points for Vandalia. A minute to play. First quarter, Streaks with a lead, 14-6. Top of the key, Lauren Livingston. Left wing, Grace Nelson. Gives to Audrey Peck down the left block, into the paint. Had to kick it back out. Now it's Lily Hudgens with it. Picks up to Grace Nelson. She's got it between the circles. 45 seconds to play. Grace, right side. Nice bounce for Audrey Peck. Roll. Nice bounce. That's the only way that ball was going to get through there. She bounced it to Audrey, rolling to the basket. Audrey Peck lays it up and in. Make it 16-6. Streaks, 30 seconds to play here in the first quarter.
Well, and probably the most impressive part about that was Grace's feel for when to pass it. Because Audrey had just spun to the basket, and she put it in there to lead her right as she was cutting through to two defenders.
Oh, that ball went off of Stewart last. They're going to give it back to Vandalia after the missed three-pointer by McNary.
I'm going to go with the offense goes completely through McNary.
Yeah, pretty much. It looks like that way.
She averaged 10.5 through the first two games of this tournament.
Inbound knocked away by Chelsea Stevenson. Stewart gets it back, or rather Swain, and a shot up and no good by Pruitt. Swain gets it back down on the left block, pulls it out, and kicks out high to Stewart at the top of the key. 7 seconds to play. McNary with it, top of the key, now with 4. Gives to Stewart, right baseline. Stolen away by Lauren Livingston, and not going to get a shot off, though. But we have played one quarter of basketball. Streaks in control. It is Galesburg 16, Vandalia 6. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
Running up and down the court is like driving up and down the road. Everything's going great until you try to stop on a wet floor, just like hitting the brakes on ice. The next thing you know, you're out of the game. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Let us help coach your winning season with auto coverage that meets all your needs. And with our auto home discount, we can save you money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Rockford Mutual Insurance.
Galesburg Nissan is home with a lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Galesburg Nissan's lifetime warranty is just that. Unlimited time and unlimited miles. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. Yes, for life. We just won our third consecutive Nissan Award of Excellence, recognizing large sales volume and superior customer satisfaction. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty.
Take charge of your wallet and your future with advice from Clark Howard. Weekday mornings at 9 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Second quarter just underway. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson, Mattoon High School. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Vandalia Vandals 16-6. This is McNary with the basketball. Right wing goes to the free throw line. Kicks out to the left wing to Madison Hill. Back to McNary out high on the left side. McNary penetrates down the right side of the lane. Shot blocked by Caden Slidek and the same official. He's the only one blowing the whistle. Who's he going to call this one on? Caden Slidek gets a foul. That's her first. And so that'll put Lainey McNary at the free throw line with two more shots.
Team's got fourth.
Five of Vandalia's now 7 points, 16-7 as she hits the first. Audrey Peck, Arlita Brown, Caden Slidek, Riley Jenkins, Lily Hudgens on the floor for the Streaks. Second shot rolls off, no good. And Arlita Brown with a rebound for the Streaks. Gives way to Riley Jenkins. Now it's Arlita Brown to Audrey Peck. Now to Riley on the right wing. Top of the key, Caden Slidek fires a three from straight on.
Whoa! There we go.
High arcer for Caden Slidek, puts it up and in. She had 10 in the game earlier today, but those were all pretty much on pretty close baskets, and at least a couple of them on steals that she got layups off of. 19-7 Streaks, 7:08 to play here in the first half. Right wing, it's Hill, goes baseline, cut off by Lily Hudgens. Back to the wing, now top of the key gives to McNary. Left wing, it goes to Pruitt. Back to the top of the key to Hill now. Madison Hill dribbles left, cut off by Caden Slidek. Pushes off, and they don't call it. Now pushes off again, they don't call it. Now gets into the paint and leans in and puts a shot up and in over the outstretched arms of Arlita Brown. And Hill gets her first basket. 19-9, Streaks with a lead. Out high right side, Riley Jenkins for the Streaks. Gets to Caden Slidek, top of the key. Thought about the three, penetrates down the right side. Splits the defenders, laid it up too strong. Rebound comes away to Forbes.
When she gets to the point where she can finish those consistently, she's going to be a dangerous player because defensively she already looks like a high-end varsity player. When she gets the offense in tune, she'll be very good.
And guess what? Just came up with a steal. Then she gets tripped up in midcourt trying to take it down all the way, and the foul's going to go, was it Forbes, I believe? No, it went against Madison Hill. That's her third. I only had her for one. Is that right? You have her for?
I wasn't keeping track, to be honest with you. So I'll go with that.
Well, the PA guy said that that's Madison Hill's third foul.
Eight turnovers now for the Vandals.
Left baseline, Kaylee Miller for three. A little bit short, right on target again. A little bit short. Nope. Kaylee
just picked up her third.
Yeah, as Stewart got the rebound, Kaylee came flying in behind her and ran into her while trying to knock the ball away. And, three fouls now on Kaylee Miller. And quickly, Coach Massey gets Caden's light up right back into the ball game, and Kaylee will go to the bench with her third with 6:03 to play here in the first half. Streaks leading 19-9. Full court pressure. Inbound comes to Stewart. Gets it to McNary. Two-on-two break. McNary on the right wing. Pulls out, gives to Stewart. She'll fire the three out high right side. Good.
That's a three.
Bailey Stewart with her first basket. They get 19-12 now. Quickly back the other way. Caden Slidek on the run. Got the pass from Riley Jenkins and lays it up and in on the right side.
Palindrome alert.
Oh, 21-12. And Rush album alert as well. Bailey Stewart, right wing. Down on the right block, it goes to Samantha Miller. Kick it out to McNary, top of the key. Dribbles right.
Illegal screen
is going to be called on Grace Pruitt as she picked off, was it Chelsea Stevenson there, I think? And another.
Just cracks me up that this is like the only official that's blowing the whistle.
Yeah, the other two, they're just out here. We'll let him take care of it, I guess. They just want to get the game over with. Streaks lead 21-12. Lauren Livingston out high left side, top of the key, Arlita Brown. Now it's Riley Jenkins out high right side, gives to Caden Slidek, top of the key. Cadence holds on, now puts it on the floor and bounces for Riley Jenkins right of the center circle. Riley down the left side of the lane. Hesitation dribble, gets past the defender, goes around and tries to get to Chelsea Stevenson on the right baseline. The ball got tapped out of bounds. Streaks will get it back. 5:07 to play first half. 21-12 is the Streaks lead. Riley Jenkins to inbound from out far on the right baseline. And it comes to Chelsea, or Arlita Brown. Now Chelsea Stevenson down high right side to Riley Jenkins, right wing. Riley penetrates in the paint, gets past the defender, and are they going to give her two shots?
Yeah,
no. They're going to say it's on the floor. I wasn't sure if they'd give her the continuation or not.
Right. Problem was there was a second foul when she went to shoot. So
Bailey Stewart picks up the foul. That's now five team fouls on Vandalia. Rather, no, they've got them for six, so I missed a foul somewhere. So the Streaks will shoot from here on out on every foul. 4:52 to play in the half. Streaks leading 21-12. Riley Jenkins, left wing, picks up. Bouncer to Lauren Livingston, posted up down the left block. Turn, nice little fadeaway. A little bit too strong on it. And the rebound, they're going to say, went off of Arlita Brown last, and it'll go back the other way. Streaks will pick up with full court pressure. It will be Forbes to inbound. Anna Forbes, and it comes to Pruitt. Turns, gets to Stewart, and they got a player wide open down the court and nearly travel with it.
Arguably, she did travel. She had some happy feet there.
Turned and put the shot in, Samantha Miller. I think she was surprised how wide open she was. She's got four and make it 21-14. Now the Streaks, did we miss or
turnover.
Did we throw it away? Okay, Streaks turn it over. Stewart comes up with it for Vandalia. Now this is McNary, drives right baseline, bounces left side to Stewart. She'll fire another. Nope, that's a two-pointer inside the arc. So Bailey Stewart with a quick 5 points in the quarter, and Coach Massey calls a timeout, and it's going to be a 30-second timeout for the Streaks. It's now just a 21-16 lead for Galesburg. Thanks to Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street here in Galesburg. They provide our transportation to all Streaks road games, driving a really nice Nissan Maxima out of the rental fleet. Nice dark maroon color. Got everything you want on nice, really, really nice vehicles. Great pickup in that vehicle as well. But the thing right now, Galesburg Nissan's year-end sales event is going on. So they've got nearly 200 vehicles in stock, so they need to get the lot cleaned off a little bit, so they're dealing like never before. And this is on not only pre-owned vehicles, but not only the new 2019s they're trying to get rid of. There's some great deals on those, some brand-new 2020s as well, some great incentives, and you get both big discounts and 0% financing on a lot of them. Also, every vehicle that's a 2014 or newer comes with the exclusive No Gimmicks Lifetime Powertrain Warranty. Galesburg Nissan, you're in sales event, Galesburg Nissan, home of the Lifetime Warranty. Who just scored for us?
Riley goes back door to Lauren Livingston, and Lauren able to complete the layup. A nice play designed out of the timeout by the Streaks.
Lauren with the four in the ball game. Now a three-pointer from McNary. Missed it out high right side. Lauren with a rebound. Lauren Livingston on the run. Gives to Riley Jenkins down the right side lane. Spins in the paint. Got some contact. And
That was a late whistle.
Yeah, it really was.
Wow.
And so Riley's going to go to the free throw line. I'm not even sure that who he's calling it on was the one that may have fouled her.
Well, it's called against the Vandals, number 21.
Okay, well, it goes against Samantha Miller. That's her second. So Riley Jenkins goes to the free throw line with two shots. She hit her only two in the first quarter and hits that one.
This is three, Riley Jenkins.
9 points for Riley. Streaks lead 24-16, 3:40 to play here in the first half. You don't really want to let this team creep back in like they did. If you get them down again, you don't want to let them get some confidence getting back into this ball game.
Yeah, the Streaks would be best off just kind of getting the lead and then slowly pushing it as high as possible going into the fourth.
Because obviously they're not a great three-point shooting team, but they can't hit them. They've already hit a couple of them in this game, or three of them in the game. I had them for two.
Two, yeah, you're right.
Stewart with it out high right side, and McNary down the right side lane. Shot blocked by Lauren Livingston, got it with the body, and that's going to be the first on Lauren.
The third one I was thinking of was that long two by
Stewart.
Down
on this side, which we can't even see the three-point arc from where we're sitting here, but that's all right. So Lainey McNary goes to the free throw line. This is her third trip there tonight. And she makes the first. She's now 3 for 5 from the line. 25-17 Streaks, 3:26 to play first half. Second shot up and missed that one. Rebound Audrey Peck. Now it's Riley Jenkins across midcourt right side. Picks up her dribble, gives to Audrey Peck at the right elbow.
Good pass.
Nice look underneath to Lauren Livingston off the glass, and she gets knocked to the floor, and the girl's like, what did I do? Well, you knocked her down.
Is this official on time delay or something?
It was slow.
He didn't blow the whistle on that one until the ball bounced off the rim. And it was clearly on the shot. I didn't think he was going to call it.
You mentioned a nice look, nice kind of a jump hook pass from Audrey Peck to Lauren Livingston as Lauren hits the first free throw. She's got 5 points. 26-17, a 9-point lead now. Lily Hudgens, Cadence Leidick in. Also, let's see. That was the only two subs for the Streaks. Second shot, no good. Rebound comes away to Anna Forbes for Vandalia. 3:10 to play in the half, 26-17 Streaks. This is Stewart on the dribble, top of the key, spins back the other way. Right wing goes to Pruitt. Pruitt in the paint, pulls it back out. Left wing it goes to McNary. McNary to the free throw line, now down the right side, pulls out to the wing, dumps it underneath to Forbes, and it's nearly stolen away by Cadence Leidick, and ball goes to the floor. Finally, Lauren Livingston comes up with it for the Streaks. Nice job by Cadence once again.
10 Vandal turnovers.
Oh, nice job by Lauren Livingston. Drew three defenders, dumped it over the top to Audrey Peck, and she lays it up and in. Now Audrey's got six, make it 28-17 Streaks with 2:35 to play in the half. And now Stewart trips and falls, and a timeout called by. And again, that's one of those. I'm not sure she didn't actually have possession of the ball. I thought that when I heard the whistle, I thought maybe they were going to call a foul on Cadence. But what happened was Stewart spun at midcourt backwards and kind of caught one of her heels and just fell backwards onto the floor. And kind of, I guess, kept her dribble in the process.
Well, but what's tough is once they blew the whistle for the timeout, Cadence had already tied her up.
I mean,
it was instantaneous that she went to the floor, that Cadence grabbed the ball. So I don't know how you could say that she got the timeout in time there. But nonetheless.
We're used to that. It's usually called when nobody's got possession. And they let them have it somehow. 2:32 to play here in the first half. 28-17 is the Streaks' lead. You would like to increase it before the half and make sure that they don't get it down into single digits. Rather have it pushing 20 at the half. Vandalia with the basketball out of the 32nd timeout. This is Pruitt, top of the key. Left side it goes to McNary. McNary to the free throw line, right elbow. Now kicks to Stewart on the right baseline. 15-footer rolls around and falls through.
Second by 23, Bailey Stewart.
Bailey Stewart with seven points all in the quarter here. 28-19, three-pointer left Ooh. Wing, Lily Hudgens bounced and used the entire rim. Looked like it was going to fall through, then fell off. Stewart with it, out high right side, gives to Pruitt. Pruitt goes to the free throw line, spins in the paint, now back the other way. Gets it out to Stewart on the right wing. Stewart goes to the right elbow now, comes to the left side, picks up at the left elbow, and gives to Pruitt at the top of the key. Pruitt down the left side of the lane. That ball went right off of, thank you. He did make the correct call. He had to think about it because Riley knocked the ball away and went right off the leg or the hip of Pruitt, and it's going to go back to the Streaks. 1:44 to play first half, 28-19, Streaks with a lead. Lauren Livingston to Riley Jenkins, top of the key, left wing, Lily Hudgens. Lily penetrates, runner in the paint, up off the glass, no good. Audrey Peck skies for the rebound, puts it up, too strong, got the next rebound, kicks it out to Lily Hudgens, right baseline for 15, missed it. Weak side rebound, Lauren Livingston went off her hands, comes away to Riley Jenkins, but it's snatched away by Stewart, got a hand on it and pulled it away. Streaks got three good cracks at it, couldn't get one to fall. 1:10 to play. Stewart. Top of the key, goes to the free throw line. Now gives a little weave they've got going. Now it's McNary left wing. McNary right wing to Stewart. So they dribble right to the free throw line every time. Now Swain has it at the free throw line, kicks out to McNary on high right side, right wing to Stewart with 50 seconds to play. Now to McNary going down the right side of the floor, shot blocked by Riley Jenkins, and now McNary fouls Audrey Peck on the rebound. That'll be the first foul on Lainey McNary. We'll walk it down to the other end with a chance of one a bonus.
Number three, Lainey McNary, that's her first.
Ninth team foul.
Team nine.
46.5 to play, and Audrey Peck will go to the free throw line with a chance of the one a bonus. Audrey with 6 points. That's been every game here at the tournament. Audrey with 6 points in the first half, and that's where it's ended.
Last game, not as big of a deal because you had a situation where the Streaks were up by so much.
As Audrey hits the first, I think he thought he knew you.
I,
I guess. Just walked by and touched and said, have fun. Second shot for Audrey. It's up and good as well. Audrey with eight now. Make it 30-19. That's what we'd rather see. Now what's...
I was confused to say, to say the least.
Back in for the streaks. Arlita Brown gives Audrey Peck a break to end the half. 43 seconds to play. McNary on the dribble. Gets to the right wing to Stewart. Stewart goes to left elbow. Gives to Pruitt top of the key. Pruitt dribbles right to the wing, picks up and gives to McNary. McNary to the free throw line. Penetrates, kicks out to Stewart for three on high left side. In and out, no good. Rebound, Riley Jenkins. Riley on the run with 25 seconds to play. Now she'll slow it up and work for one with 20 seconds to play.
See if they try to force the streaks out of this. And now McNary's going to guard Riley all over the floor. Look how close they are.
Now Riley's got it. Riley accepts those challenges.
Yeah, oh, yes, she does.
Now Lauren Livingston with five. Down the right side. Oh, tried to dump it over. And Arlita somehow got the ball too far into the basket. Shot hit the bottom of the rim. Time comes to a close at the end of the first half. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Vandalia Vandals. It's Galesburg 30, Vandalia 19. We'll come back with our halftime report. Run down our halftime scoreboard, halftime stats, and more. Streaks lead it 30-19. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
This is Ron Thurman, Commercial Sales Manager at Yim and Galesburg. We partner with local business owners and managers just like you to do what it takes to get the job done with the right work truck, van, and sales vehicles fit to keep you on the road. Whether you're looking for a new flatbed or adding another service van, you may be able to immediately deduct 100% of the cost of that vehicle from your taxes. Come see me at Yim, and we can get the process started today. When it comes to keeping you and your employees on the road, we mean business at Yim Auto Group, North Henderson, Galesburg.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-733-0145. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-733-0145. That's 1-800-733-0145. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-733-0145.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Sabrina's Bridal and Prom, where you're always one of a kind. By the UPS store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. And by Culver's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Welcome to Delicious.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball is brought to you by Todd Van Velser, your local Edward Jones Financial Advisor, located at 1980 National Boulevard in Galesburg. To learn how Todd can help you reach your financial goals, stop by or call 343-3239. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Halftime here at Mattoon. The Galesburg Silver Streaks leading the Vandalia Vandals 30-19. They outscored them 16-6 in the first quarter and then 14-13 in that second quarter. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Well, the Galesburg High boys won their game earlier today, and they'll be back in action again tonight. Brad Bedowitz, Steve Cheeseman will take over at about just after 8:10 for the pregame 8:30 tip as the boys take on the host Taylorville tonight. And then coming up tomorrow, the most likely scenario, the way things look right now, is that the Galesburg Silver Streaks will be playing a 1:30 game tomorrow afternoon. The winner of this game will play at 1:30 against Decatur St. Teresa. So Streaks, at this point, looking like that's going to happen.
Yeah.
So we would hope that'll be the case, and that would be the, fifth place game. That's the best
that
the Streaks
be,
can
yeah.
do now. So I guess the good news would be that you could possibly walk out of the tournament winning three in a row.
Right. And that's, I mean... As far as consolation prizes go, that's not a bad one because you're going into the second half of the season, and to be on a winning streak going into it isn't the worst thing in the world.
And then tomorrow, of course, it'll just be one game for the boys. It'll be the girls, and the opposite for the boys. They'll have two tomorrow. And I think what happens tonight will determine what time they'll play the first, and then that'll determine what time they'll play later tomorrow at the Taylorville Holiday Tournament. So, again, Brad and Steve will have that game coming up at 8:10 for the pregame, 8:30 tip. Tonight here on WGIL. Again, our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Streaks lead at 30-19. We'll come back, run down our halftime stats and more. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Looking to spruce up your kitchen? Maybe add a decorative countertop or some new cabinets? Give Courtright Construction a call for a free estimate. They can create a one-of-a-kind countertop that has the look of real stone for a fraction of the price. Learn more at CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project. Courtright Construction of Oneida.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
When you're driving at night, do you sometimes
pretend like I can't hear my kids talking so they'll fall asleep?
Well, yeah, we all do that. But do you get these weird halo things around headlights? And everything's like blurry and hard to see?
No. That sounds like a vision thing. You better make an appointment at Kehoe like yesterday.
Night blindness affects millions of Americans. But the Kehoe doctors have the technology to determine why your night vision is poor and the treatment options to get you safely back on the road.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing. Call Templeton Roofing, where your roof matters. Learn more at templetonroofing.com. The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Justin Cook State Farm, informing you that auto accidents have the highest risk of legal action. Call today to see if you're properly insured. Tonight, slight chance of rain overnight, otherwise cloudy, low 35. Rain more likely during the day tomorrow, a high 56. Rain continuing tomorrow night, a low of 48. Sunday, rain and a high of 57. Maybe a chance of snow Sunday night and a low of 30. Cloudy and breezy Monday and a high of 36. Right now it's 33 at WGIL.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Halftime here at Mattoon High School. The Galesburg Silver Streaks with a 30-19 lead over the Vandalia Vandals. Tom Aerith, Eric Gibson, thanks for being with us here tonight as the second day of play at the Mattoon Holiday Tournament. Again, best case scenario for the Streaks as they walk out of here after losing the first two, winning three in a row. Our halftime stats brought to you by Todd Van Velzer, financial advisor with Edward Jones, member SIPC. Well, we'll start with scoring for the Streaks. They were led in the first half by Riley Jenkins with 10 points on three baskets and 4 for 4 from the free throw line. 8 points for Audrey Peck, 3 baskets, 2 for 2 from the line. 5 points for Lauren Livingston, a couple of baskets, 1 for 2 from the line. 5 points for Caden Flydick on a 3 and a 2. And Chelsea Stevenson with 2 points on a basket. Streaks with just the 1 3-pointer in the half. 7 for 8 from the free throw line, but that's something that's improved throughout the tournament. The free throw shooting has gotten better. I think the earlier game today, they were 4 out of 5. For Vandalia, they were led in scoring by Bailey Stewart with 7 points. All of those came in the second quarter. She had a 3 and a couple of 2s. 6 points for Lainey McNary on a 3-pointer and 3 for 6 from the free throw line. 4 points for Samantha Miller on a couple of baskets. 2 points for Madison Hill on a basket. The Vandals, a couple of 3-pointers, just 3 for 6 from the free throw line.
11 turnovers for the Vandals, only 4 for the Silver Streaks. Streaks out rebounding the Vandals 13-10. Including 4-2 on the offensive board. Vandalia shooting the ball actually fairly well in this game. They're 7 of 14 from the field. The problem is they've only taken 14 shots.
Right.
2 of 6 from downtown, 5 of 8 from inside the arc. The Streaks, on the other hand, 11 of 23, 1 of 4 from distance.
So the Streaks still shooting the ball pretty well once again, but getting a lot of really good looks, really close looks. And, well, the difference, I think, as well as Vandalia shooting it, not getting those attempts. You look at the 11 turnovers.
Right, and that's been tough for them. They haven't been able to get the keep the ball down at their end like they want, and the Streak pressure is really bothering them. We saw them in the full court press at one point, and that kind of bothered the shooter or the ball handlers for Vandalia, and the Streaks ultimately ended up backing it off during parts of that first half. So we'll see how they come out here, whether the Coach Massey goes to see if he can just put this one away early in the third quarter or if he's going to let it play out.
Streaks lead at 30-19. Our halftime stats brought to you by Todd Van Velser, financial advisor with Edward Jones, member SIPC. Thanks again to Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They provide our transportation to all Streaks road games. And, boy, this is the time you've got until, through next Tuesday. I don't know what time they'll close on New Year's Eve, but you got through the close of business Tuesday to beat that the Illinois vehicle sales tax increase that starts January 1st. Also, of course, the trade-in tax, depending on the value. If it's a vehicle you're trading is $10,000 or more, there's an extra trade-in tax that's going to happen on that. But they've got lots of great deals. Now, this is on a lot of vehicles, including some 2020s. 2020 Nissan Murano, save over $6,000 plus 0% financing. 2020 Rogues, save $3,000 plus 0% for five years. That's right, you get both of those. It's not one or the other, you get both. Galesburg Nissan's year-end sales event, Galesburg Nissan Home of the lifetime warranty. Streaks with the basketball to start the second half. Riley Jenkins on the dribble. On the near side, gives to Audrey Peck, top of the key. Inside to Lauren Livingston. Nice move. Lauren spins to the left, puts it up and in.
Yeah, great move right there by Lauren. She even took some contact before she finished it.
Lauren with seven in the game and make it 32-19 Streaks. Hill walks across midcourt, met by Kaylee Miller. Kaylee in there with the three fouls for the Streaks. Out high it goes to Samantha Miller, left wing to Hill.
Looked like the Streaks identified a matchup they liked, too, and that's why they went inside to Lauren.
Stewart misses the three-pointer. Rebound comes down to Chelsea Stevenson for the Streaks. Chelsea on the run, picks up and gets to Lauren Livingston, top of the key. Left wing, it's Riley Jenkins, drives baseline, bounces for Audrey Peck. Audrey puts it up, left side, got it. That's 10 for Audrey. And make it 34-19 Streaks. Nice move by Audrey. Had to put it on the floor that time, but able to get it up and in. This is McNary on the dribble. Top of the key, it goes to Swain. Now left wing, it's Hill. Top of the key, Stewart. Tried to get her the open three. Penetrates, gets to Swain at the free throw line. Left wing to McNary. McNary dribbles to the top of the key, kicks back out to Hill. Out high on the right side, hands back off to McNary. It just almost cracks me up when I see McNary's face. Like you said, if you didn't know her name, you'd still know she's the daughter of the head coach,
right?
Michelle McNary, because they look so much alike as Riley Jenkins knocked the ball away. And the Vandals will have it on the far sideline. Stewart inbound. And it comes to Hill out high on the left side, left of the center circle now. And she'll stand there on the wave in the center circle. Now dribbles right. Now penetrates inside the free throw line, lost the handle on it.
We're going to get a fourth foul on Kaylee for the reach, but she didn't hit anything but ball.
Wow. Well, he's looking for whatever reason. That's four for Kaylee, and quickly Cadence Lydick's going to check back in, and she'll give Kaylee Miller a rest.
Kaylee even gave the look that she's kind of beside herself. She couldn't believe she got called for that foul.
Inbound comes to Swain on the right baseline, missed a 10-footer, rebound Audrey Peck for the Streaks. Now Riley Jenkins, top of the key, Riley on the dribble, gets to Lauren Livingston, now left wing, it goes to Chelsea Stevenson. Audrey Peck, Riley Jenkins out high right side, left wing to Lauren Livingston. Lauren stops, fires a three, got it.
That's a three for 34.
No, she's still feeling it a little bit.
Kind of had to take a second to get her feet set there, and once she got them where she wanted them, she just rose up and hit.
Lauren's got 10. Nice pass over the top to Samantha Miller. That from Hill. And Miller puts it up and in. Make it 37-21 now, Streaks, with 5.5 minutes to play third quarter. Riley Jenkins picks up left side, gives to Audrey Peck down on the block. Spins. Audrey puts it up. Got it. My goodness. She's on fire as well. Audrey Peck. Nice little fadeaway jumper. Puts it up and in, make it 39-21 Streaks.
Yeah, Audrey, you can tell, likes the matchup she's got right now. She's playing very confidently when she gets the basketball, just giving a little bit of a fake with one shoulder and going over the other one.
McNary misses the runner in the paint. Riley Jenkins with a rebound. Riley on the run, left side all the way down, puts it up off the glass and in. Nobody stopped and ran right up their backs. Riley's got 12 and make it 41-21, biggest lead of the ball game for the Streaks. Nice to see us pulling away here, and hopefully we'll keep the lead this way. Top of the key, it's Stewart. Dribbles left to the elbow, gives to Hill on the left wing. Left baseline goes to Stewart outside the three-point arc. Back to Hill on high on the left side.
Hill playing with three fouls. We didn't see her much in the first half after she got that third foul.
She's got a left wing, nearly traveled with it. Now penetrates, kicks out, and a pass stolen away by Cadence Leidick. Cadence runs it down. She and Riley Jenkins there, and Cadence got too far under the basket but got pushed, and the foul's going to go against Bailey Stewart. That'll be her second, and that's going to put Cadence Leidick at the free throw line with two shots. Cadence with five in the ball game. I think if either Cadence or Riley would have just gone after the ball, they would have had an easy layup, but they both looked at each other. They thought the other one was going to grab it when it got loose, and so just that hesitation gave enough time for Stewart to kind of close out and get Cadence too far under the basket. First shot, no good. Grace Nelson, Lily Hudgens, and Arlita Brown in for the streaks. Second shot for Cadence is up. That one is good. Six for Cadence, 42-21 streaks.
Streaks have doubled up now, Vandalia.
4:20 to play here in the third quarter. Hill across midcourt, picks it up right of the center circle, now gives to Stewart out high on the left side. Stewart to the free throw line, kicks down on the baseline to Miller, back to Stewart. She'll fire the 17-footer, missed it. Swain with a weak side rebound, kicks back out to Stewart, top of the key. McNary for three from straight on, got it.
That's
the second three of the ball game for McNary. She's got nine and make it 42-24, our second palindrome of the game.
Yeah, we're racking them up in this game. We hadn't had one all tournament before that.
And we like to be on the upside of them. Now Grace Nelson down to Audrey Peck on the block. Couldn't hit it, missed it, got the rebound, missed again. Now Lily Hudgens with the rebound on the weak side, puts it up and in. Good persistence on the offensive glass by the streaks. Unfortunately, Audrey couldn't get two of them to fall that time. But it's 44-24 streaks. Hill on the dribble, top of the key, working against Cadence Leidick. Now they start calling the five, and Cadence tapped it away, and Hill able to get it back. Now McNary goes right baseline, cut off by Grace Nelson, now goes to the free throw line, left wing, kicks it out to Stewart for three, and got it.
That's a three for 23.
Lily Hudgens had gotten there and closed out on her. She still got that one up and in, and she's got 10 in the ballgame, 44-27. Is the streak's lead. Grace Nelson out high right side of Cadence Leidick, top of the key. Thought about the three. Now hands off to Grace. She's got it between the circles. Here's some instructions from the bench. Dribbles right. Stops on the wing. Missed Audrey on the roll there. Now gives to Arlita. Arlita Brown, top of the key. Hands off to Grace Nelson with 2:47 to play in the quarter. Streak's leading 44-27. Grace Nelson has the ball stolen away. Tried to get the bounce pass off. McNary stole it away.
A little lackadaisical with that pass, but Grace will learn that you can't just take for granted that the defender is going to give you the pass.
McNary, top of the key, dribbles left. Left wing, it goes to Hill. Hill picks up, back out to McNary on the wing. They're just exchanging positions. Now McNary brings it right, gives to Stewart, right baseline, and Grace Nelson gets there and knocks it away. That's the great thing about basketball. You make a mistake and you can make up for it immediately, and Grace did just that. Right wing, Cadence Leidick fires a 19-footer, short, rebound comes down to Audrey Peck. Now Grace Nelson, left wing, 15-footer, bounces high, no good, and the rebound comes down to Miller for Vandalia. Under 2 minutes to play in the quarter, 44-27 streaks. This is Hill on the dribble, out high on the left side. Penetrates, lost it, now gets it out to Stewart, another three-pointer, missed that one, rebound Arlita Brown for the streaks to Grace Nelson. Grace on the run, down court to Cadence Leidick on the right wing. Cadence stops, picks up, top of the key, Arlita Brown. Arlita, left side, bounces for Grace Nelson on the wing. Grace to Audrey Peck down on the left block. Audrey turns, faces up, now spins into the paint, turns around, puts it up and in. Nice job by Audrey, six in the quarter. She's got 14 for the game, 46-27 streaks, a minute 20 to play in the third.
Well, again, another nice move. She felt the defense on her right shoulder, so she spun over the left shoulder and put it up and over the defense for the easy two.
Stewart fires a three from the left wing, missed it. Rebound comes down to Cadence Leidick. Cadence on the run. Picks it up on the right wing. Looking for help, now gives Arlita Brown top of the key. Left wing goes to Grace Nelson. Down on the block again to Audrey Peck, spins in the paint, puts it up, got it again.
And that time I even think she went to the wrong shoulder because the defense was high shoulder. She went over the high shoulder, but she still finished.
And I saw Madison Hill put her hands like, what am I supposed to do? Not much you can do on that. Stewart with it, free throw line, penetrates, kicks out to McNary, top of the key. Spins into the paint. Kicks out to Stewart on the right wing. She'll fire the three again. Got that one.
That's a three for 23.
Haley Stewart's third three of the game. She's got 13 and make it 48-30. Streaks 23 seconds play. And quickly back to the other way. Guess who's running the four? Audrey Peck on the feed from Caden Slidek. And Audrey with 10 in the quarter, 18 for the game. Left wing, it's McNary. 10 seconds to play. McNary, the runner in the paint, missed it. Rebound, Audrey Peck. 5 seconds to play. Down quarter goes to Caden Slidek. Right wing fires a three. Too short. Rebound comes down to Stewart. We have played three quarters of basketball. The Galesburg Silver Streaks in control. After three, Galesburg 50, Vandalia 30. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
Life can be like a basketball game. Everything's going your way and then airball. That's where I come in. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Savea Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. I'll help you put the full court press on any accident by selecting the right coverage for your home. So when the game of life doesn't go as planned, you won't foul out. And with our auto home discount, you'll save money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about how Savea Mutual Insurance is a slam dunk.
If trading in your car for a nicer, newer one at Galesburg Toyota has even entered your head, you gotta do it before January 1st. Now, I know what you're thinking. Why the rush, Tony? Because that's when the new state of Illinois car trade-in tax takes effect. So instead of paying no sales tax on your car's trade-in value like you do now, after January 1st, you'll pay sales tax on any trade-in value above $10,000. You still have time, but the window is closing. So hurry in and take advantage of no sales tax on your trade-in while you still can. I'm GM Tony Batson. Trade local, trade with confidence, trade in your car at Galesburg Toyota.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Eight minutes to play in the ballgame. The Galesburg Silver Streaks leading the Vandalia Vandals 50-30. Vandalia with a basketball to start the final quarter. Streaks come out with Chelsea Stevenson, Camellia Schwartzman, Riley Jenkins, Lauren Livingston, and Kaylee Miller. Sydney Miller in for Vandalia, she added. Now Stewart has the ball. Picks it up at the right elbow, gives way to Grace Pruitt, who's also in. Now this is Miller, Sydney Miller. Three-pointer no good. Swain down with the rebound. And the ball stolen away from behind by Kaylee Miller. Now it's Riley Jenkins. Riley gives to Chelsea Stevenson, right baseline. To Lauren Livingston. Now at high left side, it's Riley Jenkins. Riley gives to Kaylee, top of the key. Back to Riley in the center circle. Streaks with the 20-point lead. Now Riley, she's upset with herself going down the right side. She had the open lane to the basket and dribbled it off her foot out of bounds.
Sometimes when she does that hesitation move, she gets the ball paused just long enough that her feet start going faster than she's got the ball moving, and that's what happened there.
Now another turnover by Vandalia. They lost a hold of it, and Chelsea Stevenson ran it down for the Streaks. Chelsea on the run across midcourt right side.
That was that play that's always tough where you try to pass it to the person who also is trying to screen for you, so
you're
not ready to catch the ball.
Riley Jenkins out high left side to Lauren Livingston out high right side for three. In and out, no good. Boy, that one rolled down in. Camellia Schwartzman keeps the rebound alive, but Swain comes away with it. Now it is Pruitt. Yeah, that one I thought was going to fall. It rolled around down in, popped back out, and now another turnover as Stewart tried to get it down on the right block to Forbes. She can't hang on, and we'll bring it back the other way.
16 turnovers now for the Vandals.
So if things hold true here, we don't give up a 20-point lead. The Streaks will be playing at 1:30 tomorrow afternoon in the fifth-place game.
Would be kind of a phenomenon with the way that there's no shot clock in high school basketball. You give up a 20-point lead in the fourth.
But yeah, I can't imagine that would happen with this team. Yeah, that's, I mean, stranger things have happened. Well, the United Township boys came back from 16 last night in their tournament game. And now we've got a foul as Riley Jenkins drives and... foul goes against Bailey Stewart.
I think the official on the far side of the floor is ready to be done.
Yeah, looks like it.
He's rubbing his face.
He's like, dude, why are you calling that? Again, he's pretty much the only one blowing the whistle.
Yeah, very frustrated by the fact that his partner over here is still blowing the whistle.
Oh, they called that one on the floor. Okay, I thought that she was in the active shooting. So Riley to inbound from the left baseline. And it comes to Kaylee Miller out high on the left side. Back to Riley on the left wing. She'll pull it out and reset the offense for the Streaks. Hands off to Kaylee Miller on high left side. Kaylee penetrates down the right side of the lane. Up off the glass. Got it. Oh, nope, missed it. She was fouled, though. Thought she was going to get that one to foul to fall, but took the contact. Goes to the line for two shots.
Pruitt. Her second.
So that's the one I missed. Grace Pruitt had the one earlier that I missed. Kaylee Miller goes to the line with two shots and hits the first. Her first point of the the first point of the day. She didn't score in the game earlier. Maybe this will open the lid for Kaylee. We talked about the fact that the first game yesterday, she hit a couple of threes to start, and this has been cold since, so maybe this will open things back up for her. And hadn't gotten a lot of playing time in this game because she's got four fouls, and she hits both free throws. 52-30, Streets lead, 6 minutes to play in the ball game. Riley Jenkins guarding Hill, now gives way to McNary on the dribble out high on the left side. Top of the key, Pruitt fires a three from straight on. That's way short, but it falls right in the hands of Anna Forbes. Now in the paint, it goes to Hill. Little five-footer up, missed it. Rebound, Riley Jenkins. Riley on the dribble.
Who shot that one?
Miller. Left baseline, it's Kaylee Miller to Audrey Peck, who's back in on the block, spins into the paint, got it up and in. Another one for Audrey Peck. She's got 20 and may get 54-30 streaks. 5:23 to play in the ball game and travel. Yep, travel against McNary. She's not sure what she did. I didn't see it. I didn't see what happened.
Well, I thought she double dribbled because she went to pass the ball and the other player wasn't ready to take it. And I thought she took another dribble before she put it over there. But he's saying must be saying that she drug her foot instead.
Riley Jenkins between the circles. Now gives to Lauren Livingston out high on the volleyball spike line. Now Audrey Peck gives to Riley Jenkins on the right wing. It's Lauren Livingston cutting to the basket down on the right side. Turns, lays it up and in. She's got 12. And make it 56-30 streaks. 4:54 to play. Left wing McNary. Now Cadence Leidick, Arlita Brown, Lily Hudgens, Megan Roan, and Grace Nelson set to check in. After the missed shot, loose ball. It's first, Riley Jenkins came up with it. Now Kaylee Miller, good hustle at midcourt. Now Lauren Livingston to Riley Jenkins down on the right side, laid it up and in. And what?
The volleyball cover came off.
Where they connect the volleyball stand to the other officials. It's like, why is he blowing the whistle now?
Not exactly sure why we stopped the play when the streaks were moving to the rim there, but.
Yeah, that was.
Okay.
Oh, whatever. The ball hit it. Usually those are secure enough, but the ball hit it, made it bounce up out of there, which is where they connect the volleyball stand.
Well, I think, I don't know that it was the ball. I think it was when Kaylee went to the floor.
Oh,
she
okay.
Landed on it.
Okay. So five new streaks and inbound pass from Grace Nelson to Cadence Leidick. Wide open down on the right side. Cadence puts it up and in. She's got eight and make it 56-30 or 58-30 streaks. Could get a continuous clock here pretty soon.
You know, Grace hasn't got a lot of playing time in the tournament or at the varsity level this year, but I've been really impressed with her passing today.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's only been one pass I remember that I was kind of iffy on. It was that one she lackadaisically threw out here that got picked off.
Ooh, McNary with a long three from the left side puts it up and in. Well, she's going to put the kibosh on my
I was going to say McNary heard you say that.
Yeah. Now Cadence Leidick drives right baseline, has to pull it out, and gives to Megan Rowe. Now top of the key, it's Grace Nelson. Back to the right wing to Cadence Leidick. Top of the key, Arlita Brown. 3:54 to play in the ball game. Grace down to Megan Rohn. Left baseline turns, puts it up and in. Megan Rohn with a little eight-footer from the left baseline. Make it 60-33 streaks. 3:44 to play. This is Hill, right wing to McNary. Another long three. Airballed that one. Rebound comes down to Lily Hudgens for the streaks. To Grace Nelson down court, running after it. Down the right side, stops, bounces for Cadence Leidick in the paint. Cadence puts it up, too strong. Rebound, Arlita Brown had it taken away. And it's went to the floor. Forbes came up with it for Vandalia. McNary out high on the right side. She seems to want to shoot the ball a lot right now. Yeah. Gets it off to the left side to Pruitt. I guess she didn't want the continuous clock. Hill with it, poked away by Cadence Leidick, gets it back. Hill, top of the key, out high right side on the wing. It goes to McNary. She'll go to the free throw line, kicks to the left baseline to Pruitt. She'll penetrate, bounces for Forbes.
Ooh, and Arlita looked like Arlita had her had the ball tied up, but they're going to say she had her on the arm.
Well, that official would have said that. If either of the others would have been under there, that probably would not have
been
called.
The other two would have not even blown the whistle. Play on. There's no blood.
Checking in, Abby Endhoff, Armani Rivas, and Abby Lingefelter for the streaks, and Grace Nelson and Megan Rohn will stay on the floor. Inbound comes to Forbes on the right wing. 60-33 streaks, under 3 minutes to play. This is McNary out high on the left side. Dribbles right. Out high on the right side goes to Megan Lupton. Now it's Pruitt. Pruitt gives to McNary on the wing to Lupton. Out high left side it goes to Hill. Hill dribbles left, kicks out on the wing to Pruitt. Now at the left elbow, Forbes. She'll penetrate, kicks back out to McNary. McNary, you're not getting around Armani the way you did some of the others. And, well,
oh,
she got the
she
shot up
over
her, though. Yeah, she made a nice move. Armani did a good job defensively. McNary got the shot up and over her and put
it's
it
everything
in.
Everything you can ask for as a coach.
So yeah.
Armani stayed in front of her, made her take the shot over the top of her.
Abby Entoff, the 18-footer, is no good. On the rebound, Megan Roan comes away with it. They called a jump ball.
I thought he was calling
the
foul.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too, with the possession arrow points toward the Streaks with 2:11 to play. Grace Nelson inbound.
Oh, wrong team.
That pass was errant. Lupton comes away with it. Now a travel called. So the Streaks get it back. They'll try it again.
This guy doesn't want to come down the
floor.
Yeah,
he's standing down there by the Vandalia bench. Now he finally comes into the front court. He's like, oh, he was just motioning at it. Yeah, he was motioning at it. He's like, come on, quit calling this. I don't think I've ever seen that before.
I'm
sure that look has been out there, but he actually motioned with his hands to, come on, dude.
Yeah, calm down.
Let's get this game over with. Streets turned it over on the inbound anyway. That is so funny.
We
both caught him doing that. Oh, my goodness. This is McNary on the dribble. And he's not even hardly paying attention, the one down there on the baseline. He's just kind of standing like, come on. This is Zoe Satterthwaite. And it goes to Forbes. Back out to Hill on the right wing for three. Got it. Madison Hill. Just her second basket of the game. She got five, 60-38. So instead of a 30-point, it's going to end up to be about a 20-point win for the Streaks. 1:28 to play. Left wing, Grace Nelson bounces for Megan Roan. Turn, 10-footer up short.
Nope,
or max a little bit long. Rebound came down to Lupton, and she gives way to Hill. Now it's McNary out high on the left side. McNary picked up by Abby Entoff on a switch, and then he got Armani Rivas in there guarding Hill. Now they bring it back out. Lupton has it. Free throw line gives to Hill. She goes right, bounces for McNary, kicks out to Lupton, top of the key. Talk about a slightly built young lady. Look at Lupton's arms. My goodness. She's way tinier than the girl from that we played earlier, Rios. And Lupton has it out on the right side. Penetrates and took a couple extra steps and laid it up and in. I'm surprised the guy out here didn't call it.
He was told to calm down with his whistle. He's heeding that advice.
Yep, 34 seconds to play. Grace Nelson down the right side and missed it. And, rebound went off the Streaks last.
Great thought about grabbing it, but she was standing out of bounds, so it wouldn't have changed the end result. But
60-40, Streaks lead, 25 seconds to play in the ball game. Gilzer Guy boys basketball coming up in a little more than an hour and a half. 8:10 scheduled pregame, 8:30 tip. Streaks taking on the host Taylorville over at the Taylorville Holiday Tournament. 11 seconds to play. McNary, right wing, goes to Satterthwaite. Now it's Lupton, top of the key, drives, gives to Forbes, left baseline, 15-footer, no good. And Armani Rivas with a rebound for the Streaks got knocked away, and that's the end of the ball game. Galesburg Silver Streaks now 11-6 on the season. Final score, Galesburg 60, Vandalia 40. Come back with our post-game show. We get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey, run down our post-game stats, and, of course, name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Streaks win at 60-40. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. By Yam Auto Group on North Henderson and Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yam. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg, you better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg, you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Elite Ink. If you can think it, Elite Ink can print it. EliteInkPrinting.com. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota. Buy local, buy with confidence. Buy at Galesburg Toyota. By Todd Van Velser, financial advisor with Edward Jones on National Boulevard in Galesburg. Member SIPC. By Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg. By Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, he'll help you find your dream home. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on South Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
Galesburg Nissan is home with a lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Galesburg Nissan's lifetime warranty is just that. Unlimited time and unlimited miles. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. Yes, for life. We just won our third consecutive Nissan Award of Excellence, recognizing large sales volume and superior customer satisfaction. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty.
Mom's night out. Mom's night out next Thursday, but you'll have to meet me there.
We have a problem.
Don't you dare cancel on me.
So I can't drive at night.
What?
I mean, I can, but it feels like I can't see. I hate it. Don't make me do it.
It's pretty common, but don't let night blindness stop you from living after dark. The doctors at Kehoe Eye Care have the technology to determine why your night vision is poor and the treatment options to get you safely back on the road. Make your appointment today.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball is brought to you by Todd Van Velser, your local Edward Jones Financial Advisor, located at 1980 National Boulevard in Galesburg. To learn how Todd can help you reach your financial goals, stop by or call 343-3239. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing. Call Templeton Roofing, where your roof matters. Learn more at templetonroofing.com. The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Justin Cook State Farm, informing you that auto accidents have the highest risk of legal action. Call today to see if you're properly insured. Tonight, slight chance of rain overnight, otherwise cloudy, low 35. Rain more likely during the day tomorrow, a high 56. Rain continuing tomorrow night, a low of 48. Sunday, rain and a high of 57. Maybe a chance of snow Sunday night in a low of 30. Cloudy and breezy Monday in a high of 36. Right now it's 33 at WGIL.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body crunch time player of the game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey, WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show.
Back here at Mattoon High School, Tom Erdith, Eric Gibson, where the Galesburg Silver Streaks have defeated the Vandalia Vandals 60-40 was the final score. Coming up, we'll get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey. We'll run down our postgame stats coming up in just a bit, then name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Good win for the Streaks again. Eric, it's a game you went out and did what you were supposed to do against that team.
Yeah, you wanted to see the Streaks come out and just kind of assert their skill level against that team, and that's what they did. There wasn't really any time when you thought things were even shaky. The Streaks had a 10-point lead after one, 11 at half, and then took care of things in the third quarter, which the third quarter has tended to be the quarter that's kind of been a hindrance for the Streaks in the games that they've struggled in this tournament. So it was nice to see them come out and be able to put things away here early.
Absolutely. Streaks head coach Evan Massey making his way up to our broadcast position. And our postgame coaches interview brought to you by Courtright Construction in Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Streaks won it 60-40 is the final score. And, Coach, first off, congratulations on the win. And we were just kind of saying that you came out the game today, this morning, and this game this evening. You did what you were supposed to do against these teams.
Right. And I thought in the middle of the third quarter, I thought, well, here's one of the first games that Tom's not going to end up saying what happened in the third quarter, that we finally came out and scored points that way. But what's nice is in our conference, everything is so much zone. yesterday we played against Man, and they were better teams, so we struggled. So it's kind of nice today getting some teams playing some Man, and that we ran into some plays and stuff. And the big one was of reversing it and screening for Audrey, and she did such a nice job finishing. The irony was, I think she had like maybe 12 points, and I don't know, you know, what had happened if she'd gotten an elbow in the stomach or what it was, but she wanted out, and so Camellia was up at the bench, and she was probably there for 3.5 minutes, and I think Audrey scored 4 straight points then while we were waiting, and I said to Audrey afterwards, I guess what we got to do is run you more before game so you're a little bit more tired if that's how you'll play.
Well, the thing was, it was pretty interesting, especially in the second half. She had, 2, 4, 6, 10 in the third quarter during that run when that all happened. When she was getting it posted up, you could just see the confidence. She knew she was going to be able to score.
Yeah, she did. And, you know, I think Coach Barshinger has helped and worked with her. And she, a couple of the times did, you know, we've tried to get her over and over to drop step, go to the basket. Yeah. And she did, she went to the basket on a couple of them. And then a couple, she ended up caught it, wasn't in a hurry, and just kind of read where the defense was and turned into the middle of the lane and had a nice turnaround jump shot.
So a really good effort and nice balance again. 12 for Riley, 12 for Lauren, 20 for Audrey, 8 for Cadence off the bench. Kaylee, haven't been able to get her off because she spent a lot of time on the bench. She picked up 4 fouls, a couple of cheapies there, but it's tough to get into the groove when you're not getting a whole lot of playing time.
Yeah, and it's funny. We knew in particular one of the refs there called things and they're not bad calls, but called it closer. And I said to Kaylee, The tough one for her was the 4th foul where she was in the gap and reached. And I'm not sure it was a foul, but she was doing the right thing defensively.
Yeah.
But it seems like in basketball that 4th foul or 5th foul is never one that's a bad foul. It's you always picked up that 1st or 2nd one. You do something where you really wish you had it back and you shouldn't have done it.
Grace came in and did a really good job handling the ball for, you know, passing. She made a nice, perfect bounce pass to, I think, Audrey rolling to the basket once, and another nice pass to Cadence on a fast break. We had one pass we thought maybe she was, you know, just thought the defense was going to give it to her, but otherwise she's done a really nice job of running things for you while she's been in there.
Yeah, she has, and, you know, we'll see how things go as we head into the rest of the season, but you know, it's the deals of trying to have Riley play 32 minutes. She's done it for us, but I'm just not sure if we, you know, play her just 28 minutes, maybe we get a better 28 than we do out of the 32. And so for Grace coming in, it's nice seeing that. And Grace shoots the ball well now.
I wanted to mention, I don't know if you guys saw this, toward the end of the ball game, the one official that made most of the calls, and you knew that from the earlier game this evening, he had made a call, I don't know, probably about between 3 and 4 minutes left in the ball game down on our end of the floor. And one of the other, you could tell the two other officials just wanted to get the ball game over. The one, he was closest to you out at midcourt, looks at him and actually gives him kind of a hint. So go like, come on, settle down. Let's just, let's get this game
well,
over
what,
with.
Well, what he called the one there for was, I think, what had happened was somehow it was when there was a loose ball and mm-hmm. Kaylee dove on the floor and got it.
Right.
The cover on the volleyball standard came off.
Yeah.
And so what had happened was while the ball was still out in that area when they first got up, that Coach Biddle ended up said something to him.
Yeah.
And that what happened is by the time that he recognized what to do, blew the whistle, we were on the verge of scoring a layup and stuff. So
yeah, but I mean, even after that guy was on the. I'm sorry, he was down on the baseline and made the call, and one of the other officials at midcourt kind of gave him one. Come on, let the game get over. Which I thought I don't think I've ever seen that from another official at a game. I'm sure they do it and they give a look, but anyway, well, coach,
I'm not going to stay, but you know, it'd be interesting to stay and watch this game.
Altamont, Mattoon,
You know, we'll see. Mattoon's a good team. But, you know, watching them, it wouldn't surprise me at all that the two teams that beat us yesterday both win tonight and end up playing for the championship tomorrow and stuff. So we'll see.
Coach, congratulations on the win tonight. 1:30 tomorrow afternoon, you'll have Decatur St. Teresa. And still, they're another good team. We'll talk more about them tomorrow.
Okay.
All right, Coach, congratulations on the win. Thank you. That is Streaks head coach Evan Massey. Our post-game coaches interview brought to you by Courtright Construction in Oneida, the right choice for your next project. We'll come back, start with our post-game stats. Streaks win at 60-40. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing. Call Templeton Roofing, where your roof matters. Learn more at templetonroofing.com.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball is brought to you by Todd Van Velser, your local Edward Jones Financial Advisor, located at 1980 National Boulevard in Gillsburg. To learn how Todd can help you reach your financial goals, stop by or call 343-3239. Edward Jones. Member SIPC.
Time to bring it inside. Time to bring your game to the court, the mat, the pool, and the bleachers. It's time to represent. And Elite Ink is the source for screen printing, embroidery, promotional products, and accessories to outfit your school, club, or business. You're going to love working with Elite Ink. Design services are 100% free, and if you can think it, they can print it. Visit EliteInkPrinting.com and click on Start Your Order for a quote. Get in the game with Elite Ink, where it's more than just a t-shirt.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by attorneys James Blake and Trisha Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg. By Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, he'll help you find your dream home. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on South Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
The Galesburg boys basketball team wraps up pool play tonight in the Taylorville Holiday Tournament against the host Tornadoes. I'm Brad Benowitz. Join Steve Cheeseman and me for Streaks pregame coverage at 8:10 tonight on WGIL.
Streaks win it here tonight, 60-40 over the Vandalia Vandals. Galesburg now 11-6 on the season. Vandalia drops to 3-9. Yeah, Coach Massey mentioned this next game should be a pretty good one between Mattoon and Altamont. And, you know, if Altamont wins, you could end up with an only Altamont championship game.
Yeah, you could. And it's probably not outside the realm of possibility from what we saw. If Hardik and what was the other gal's name? Jackman get going.
Yeah, Jackman.
This Mattoon team has decent size. And from what we saw earlier, it's Mallory Ramage, who came into the day leading the tournament in scoring. Looks like a pretty good player. She's can hit from the outside. She can handle the basketball. I saw her get to the rim a couple times. So it'll be a nice matchup size-wise between these two squads. I wonder if Mattoon's going to be a little bit deeper because Altamont's, what, a 2A school?
Yeah, 1A or 2A. I think 2A, enrollment of 270
yeah, something like that.
All right, so let's get started on our post-game stats. The teams, by the way, played at 10 apiece in that fourth quarter. It was 50-30 heading into the final quarter. Streaks went to 60-40. Scoring-wise, Galesburg led by Audrey Peck, 20 points on 9 baskets and 2 for 2 from the free throw line. She scored 10 points in the third quarter. 12 points for Riley Jenkins, 4 baskets, 4 for 4 from the free throw line. 12 points for Lauren Livingston, 4 twos, a 3, and 1 for 2 from the free throw line. 2 points for Kaylee Miller on her 2 free throws in the fourth quarter. 2 for Chelsea Stevenson on a basket. Off the bench, Cadence Leidick added 8 points. She had 10 in the earlier game today, so a pretty good day for Cadence. A 3, a couple of 2s, 1 for 2 from the free throw line. Lily Hudgens with a basket off the bench, and Megan Roan with a basket off the bench. The Streaks, just the 2 3-pointers in the game. 10 for 12 from the free throw line. For the Vandalia Vandals, they were led by Lainey McNary with 14 points. She had 3 3-pointers, a 2, and was 3 for 6 from the free throw line. 13 for Bailey Stewart. She hit 3 threes as well, and then a couple of 2s. 6 points for Samantha Miller on 3 baskets. 5 for Madison Hill, a 3 and a 2. 2 points for Megan Lupton on a basket. 6 3-pointers in the game for Vandalia. They were actually their only free throws came from McNary, so they were 3 for 6 from the free throw line.
Well, Vandalia turned the ball over 19 times in the game. Streaks turned it over only 7 times. 26-22 was the Streaks' rebounding edge, including 7-5 on the offensive board. Vandalia was 15 of 35 from the field, including 7 of 17 from deep. They went 5 of 11 in the second half, shooting it from downtown. Streaks, on the other hand, were 24 of 48 from the field, 2 of 9 from downtown. Sets in addition to the points Tom told you about. Megan Roan had a rebound. Audrey Peck finished with 9 rebounds and assists and steals, so just shy of a double-double. Lauren Livingston, a rebound and assist and 2 steals. Cadence Leidick, a rebound and assist and 2 steals. Kaylee Miller had a steal. Arlita Brown had 4 rebounds and a steal. Chelsea Stevenson, 1 rebound, 1 steal. 3 assists for Grace Nelson. 3 rebounds, 1 steal for Lily Hudgens. And Riley Jenkins finished with 6 rebounds, 9 assists, a steal, and a block. So 1 assist shy of a double-double for her.
Pretty impressive. Lauren, what did she have? I think
Lauren had 1 rebound, an assist, and 2 steals.
All right. Streaks went at 60-40. Come back with our final order of business. We'll name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game next. Streaks win at 60-40. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
There aren't enough weekends in a lifetime for your hubby to fix all the little things that need attention around your house. Get it all done and done right by Courtright Construction of Oneida. No matter what you need done, they can handle it. See pictures of their work at CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
Is that what you hear from your drains? If it is, there could be a problem with your sewer that's about to cause you a big headache and one heck of a mess. Call my office at Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating to come out and inspect your sewers so you can avoid that untimely sewer backup. We'll send our camera down to identify any problems you are having with your sewer and give you an estimate on what it's going to take to make that problem go away. Stop that gurgling today with a call to Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Sabrina's Bridal and Prom, where you're always one of a kind. By the UPS store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. And by Culver's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Welcome to Delicious.
It sounds good on AM, but sounds even better on FM. 93.7 FM, 1400 AM, WGIL.
Back here at Mattoon High School, Tom Erdith, Eric Gibson. The Galesburg Silver Streaks defeated the Vandalia Vandals 60-40 was the final score. Time right now to name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Well, it was kind of decided, I don't know how if you would say early, but probably second quarter heading into the third quarter. Riley Jenkins, again, did everything she does, just missed a double-double. And she's the one that really got us going to start the game. She had 10 points in the first half, ended up with 12, 9 assists to go along with it. Kind of her all-around game, 6 rebounds, a steal, and so kind of did what she normally does. Lauren Livingston starting to feel it a little more from the field in this tournament. She had 12 points in the game. Cadence Leidick has come in. Obviously, we know what she's going to do defensively. She's continued to do that, but she's sparked with some offense as well. We talked about also Grace Nelson coming off the bench, the job she's done, and distributing the ball. But this young lady tonight just had an all-around night and just played with great confidence.
Yeah, we're going to go with Audrey Peck. She finishes the game with 20 points, 9 rebounds, an assist, a steal. She just had a tremendous game. In fact, she was, 9 of 12 from the field and 2 of 2 from the stripe. So she just had a great feel to the basketball tonight and hit some great shots during the game.
So Audrey Peck, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Well, tomorrow afternoon we'll wrap up the tournament with a 1:30 game against the Bulldogs from Decatur St. Teresa. And right now, let's see, what time are the boys? We don't know what time their first games go tomorrow. They won't know until after, I think, tonight's game. So I think that's the way there's a setup. I'm not sure.
These last two?
Yeah.
For the boys.
For the boys.
It depends on how they finish tonight, I believe.
So as of right now, what we know is that we'll have the girls here on WGIL getting underway at about 1:10 for the pregame and a 1:30 tip-off. Eric and I will be here on WGIL. If that all changes, we'll update you on that, and we'll just keep it here on WGIL, and we'll know what's happening. But we'll know more tomorrow morning after the boys' first game and after the game tonight as well. So that is coming up. The Gales are got boys. Brad Benowitz, Steve Cheeseman will have that around 8:10 for the pregame, 8:30 tip, as they will take on the Taylorville Tornadoes. And then they'll play again tomorrow morning. And the girls will wrap up with just one game tomorrow, a 1:30 game against Decatur St. Teresa. So, Eric, again, good day today, much better day at the tournament than we had yesterday. And
for sure.
Like you said, you wish some of those shots that were going in today would have gone in yesterday, and it could have been quite possibly two different games.
Right, and yeah, you can always play the what-if game, yep. But just think of it this way. If the streaks, instead of going 10 for 12 in this game, shoot free throws like that in the only game, they win that only game, and now you're probably talking about the streaks in one of these two games,
yep.
Possibly headed to the championship game.
So the streaks winning here tonight, 60-40 is the final score. Galesburg comes out with the victory. Thanks to our studio engineers tonight, Will Stevenson and James Noble. For Eric Gibson, Tom Meredith saying goodnight from Mattoon.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.